Hey guys, today I'm going to show you how I made a couple of my Halloween props. This is a skeleton that is perpetually pouring a drink. And I'm going to show you how I did that one first and then the smoking cauldron. But let's get to this one first. First of all, I built this table out of some scrap lumber I had, painted it black, and got a skeleton that's posable, so you know, he's not floppy or anything. And what I did was I drilled a hole. Let's see if I can get this up. So you can see that. I drilled a hole in the table, and I've got a tube. And I drilled a hole in this cup as well. And I've got a tube that's attached to it, and I've sealed it with sealant so it won't leak. And then I did the same with the beer can. I drilled a hole in the beer can, sealed it. You can see the sealant there. And then I ran a tube. It's going through his shirt. Oops. Ah. This is the tube that's hooked to the cup that's draining. Put that over here. And then, dang it. That one I cut a little too short, I think. But this is the piece. This is what does it. That's a little koi pond water pump. Then I just stick it in there. It pumps it, the fluid up through the can, and then of course with the hole in the glass, it all comes back down here. So it's just a recirculation of the water. And then to get the color of the water, I took a highlighter, cracked it open, and just soaked it in the water to give it that green tint. And so what I'm going to do is hook up a black light when all the lights are off, and that'll cause it to glow. Now, so this is actually a modification of another prop that I saw someone have, where they have the skeleton in a barrel and he's dressed up like a pirate and he's got a bottle and he's just perpetually drinking the bottle. I didn't want to go through all that, but I thought I could do this. And surprisingly, it worked out really well. The motor I'm using is 140 gallons per hour. And that seems to be perfect for this prop. So that's that one. Next is the smoking witch's cauldron. Just take a cauldron. You see these everywhere, Walmart, Costco, whatever. They're the cauldrons that are just everywhere, the plastic ones. Get it. What you're going to do is you're going to cut the lip off. Normally it comes around like this, and you're just going to cut that part off. You're going to cut two holes. So you can see those real quick. You're going to cut a hole here for the light cord to run to the power source. And then you're going to cut another hole right here that you're going to stick your fog machine up to so that it blows the fog into the cauldron. So you're going to need the cauldron, a light source. I usually use green with an aluminum shield up, shielding so that it'll kind of reflect the light up. Drill your two holes or cut your two holes, put your fog machine up to it, plug them both into lights to a source. Then you're going to get a piece of plexiglass and you're going to cut it to fit the top of the cauldron. And you're going to cut three holes in it. Set it up here. Okay, so I've got my plexiglass in place. I got my light in place, ran to the electricity. The fog machine is in place. You only have to do it for a few seconds, and then what's going to happen is that plexiglass is going to trap the fog in there, and then it'll just kind of seep out, as you can see. So it looks like it's a smoking witch's cauldron. It'll come around the sides and through those three holes and just kind of
smoke out. And then if people come by, you can just do that. This is actually my favorite prop. I love this prop. I set up a couple witches right by it, and it's just really cool. So those are a couple of, I think, pretty easy, not real expensive Halloween props if you're just getting into this stuff. I've accumulated this over years. I usually do one or two props a year, and so I made this one a few years ago. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. Have a nice day.